Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Anyway, we've got a drive moment. Do you know the story behind your first name? Who gave it to you and why? You know, our names are a big part of our personal identity and is the sound that people associate with and the marker that you'll carry with you for a lifetime. And while you're in your adult life, you may lean towards a different name or amend certain aspect of your first name. We really don't get to choose our birth names. I know that our parents give us these names. So in general, names can be chosen among other commonly used names, inherited, given because of an elder family member, inspired, created afresh from whatever inspired the parents. Anyway, let's not complicate this thing. I know that Rihanna recently defended the names of her sons, 2-year-old Riza. How can people criticize Rihanna for the name
because
Riza?
I don't have anything to do.
Abayazi hip hop.
No.
Because automatically when you hear the name Riza, you think about Wu-Tang Clan. Do you know what I mean? Riza and 19-month-old Riot Rose after some fans commented on a recent post. Like, guys, you can be fans of other people, but controlling them, I'm just not sure, because that time we don't even know what happens in your life, but you have the nerve to tell people what to do. Anyway, my name, so let me tell you, okay, so you know me, I'm half Tswana, I'm half Venda, right? And I got given my English names by my mother. My father would then settle for Venda names. So there's a Venda name that I have that has not really been used by the family because my mother thought Lizong Leteli Party. So my father was a Jabupule in his family. Like, he used to fight with relatives. Like, you know, our surname is Chinaba. So this surname is actually his uncle's name. My surname is supposed to be Mashao, my surname. Baba Mat never. Learn a family while change. And yes, Vendane, you know that EB is VHE. My father was like, we are getting rid of this VHE. It's going to be Chinaba. That's why every time when I introduce myself to people or they write my name down, they say VE. I'm like, no. But why? Because my father decided VHE. It's a B. So he gave me a name, which my mother was like, this name is horrible. Let's go tell my party. My name, this vendor, is Mburaheni. Mburaheni, which means Mbolae. Mbolae! Mbolae! My mother never wanted this name. She was like, no. You cannot be called Mburaheni. At least we can sort of alter this name, change this name a little bit, and call you Mputseng. So the other family members call me Mputseng. But my father obviously calls me Mburaheni. But at first, I didn't understand why he wanted to call me Mburaheni. Because you think it has to do with you. That name had nothing to do with me. The name had to do with his family members. The ones that he was fighting with. To say, I'm not going to do A, B, C, D, E, F. If you are forcing me, Mbulaleni. Exactly. That's my name. That's my Mburaheni.
I know Mburaheni Mrauz. Was an Olympian.
Also Parapara FM Mburaheni Shikororo. And I worked with him for so many years. I never told Mburaheni, hey, you know you are my namesake. Because my mother had issues with the name Mburaheni. So that's where my name come from. Yeah, Mburaheni.
Such names threw me off. Like, Vumatlakala.
No. I said Vumatlakala. What's behind the name Tsikwe?
So I didn't like that name for the longest of time, right? Because I didn't know what it meant, actually. And you know, my second name is Stephen. Believe it or not.
Astavala Stephen.
Exactly. So when I was in standard 2, grade 4, right, I used to use the name Stephen. And it was until we had a family function and I asked my grandmother, and like, what does Tsikwe really mean? And then she explained it to me. It means Motswakwa di Khar. It's a Furisamalit
walk. Ah, okay. So Ngakavelo.
I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah, loved it. So yeah.
Tsikwe. I also didn't know what it meant, actually.
Is it?
Tsikwe. Yes.
It's a very old ancient Setswana name. So.
Ah, okay. And it's a unique name.
Very unique.
I've never ever come across a Tsikwe.
Do you guys really want to know my name. Let's
we are not going to be threatened. Ne? Either you're going to tell us
okay,
or you're not going to
tell
us.
I'm going to finish the story because then I promise you,
fam. We'll chuma later.
If you disturb me, you chuma later. My wife's name is Rufus.
I'm holding the laughter back.
Rufus. Mm. So my grandmother was in love with this guy. But Rufus.
Mm.
Ngathi yashaya hit and run. I'm a big hand. So while my mom was pregnant, I was born. So I have four names. Two from my father's side, two from my mother's side. I know what you're gonna say still is not true. I don't care. Rufus ngapa no skumbuzo.
Okay.
Oxolani. No Johannes. Asingayini lapho sizokhuluma ngelinye ilanga.
Johannes no Xolani, yeah.
Then wants to say something so bad.
Already.
So when I was born, because I'm Kumbuli boyfriend named Akjala or Rufus, I'm gonna name this little one Rufus so that it reminds me of my boyfriend that ran away, Umaru.
Umaru. Okay, Mina, when you mention Rufus, I'm thinking of the group Yaga Shaka Khan, Rufus and Shaka Khan.
No.
Ain't nobody.
Nobody.
Ngithe Rufus ufike South Africa wa break out kwa kwinhliziyo. So there you go, Kaya family. 0636880959. Do you know the story behind your first name?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Drive 959. Do you know the story behind your name, first name? Do you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not even that amazing. Apparently, my mother wanted me to be Simpiwe. And the family was like, please, man. Like, dig deeper.
Nabo yagula man.
Go ahead. Really.
Nabo ready.
And shout out to all the Simpiwes out there.
Nabo ready.
And then my aunt apparently just said, no, man. And, we can go with that. I think back then it was a whole lot more unique than it is now. No. In fact, my mother was very emphatic about that. Aguna Lazarus, Aguna Richard Ebenezer, none of that. They were just like.
Sentences that I will not divulge on the radio.
No, you can't do that.
Just give us one. Do you know the story behind your first name? Who gave it to you and why? We got voice notes. Thank you so much and keep them coming. Our gorgeous, beautiful voice note number is 0636880959. Let's go.
Mina, my name is Dimakatso, and the history behind Dimakatso is that my mom couldn't bear children for quite some time until she was 33, and then she had me. So that is why I'm Pitize Dimakatso, because she said that she used to go to Masango Mema Profiteng, Dikreke Mamo Rapella, for her to conceive. So, hey, Girla Hagasela, Ebebam Potahore, Pitize Dimakatso, and my other name is Priscilla, meaning in good times. So she said that Dimakatso such a offer happened in good times.
I wanna lend them a gama. Oh, it's a long hello. Beba Fusa Uban Bani. Hey, Bafetu Solomon. A time Alami decided that Uzungi Gama, the younger brother Yaki. So I'm stuck with the name Solomon, and you'll change Abafet. And Espani Nibangbiza Solomon. And I don't like the name. I don't like it. I mean, fool. Just wanna remove the name. change it to my normal name.
Igama lam uLindiwe. Mina umama meke ba pregnant beke mncane. Umama baba meke angifuni. So umama mami wathi ubaba mami like beke baleka, beke funa uslicer and then umama mami wathi okay, sizobona ngomntwana ke sizomlinda ke sibone ukuthi kwenzakala and bengiphuma ngavele nje ngafana no babami nje.
Mina ke Uthemba ngoba ugogo wami wathi hayi lo uThembani lo ngoba igama la kuThembani wathi uzothemba bese nake umuyo ugogo wami ngapha wathi hayi lo uzoba uMichael uMichael lo umlungu bekasebenzele ugogo hayi siyazi mfowethu on the street on the air
I know my names why and yeah Nompumelelo my uncle gave it to me because my mother and my grandmother used to fight when my mother was pregnant me and yeah so wangipha ligama lethu Nompumelelo because through whatever the challenge beba nawo boyithu he didn't think ngizophila and then Brenda my mother used to love Brenda Fass and then in 80s but when she was pregnant bekahamba vele ama festival ka Brenda Fass kunatsu sisuleso so yeah that's why she called me Brenda.
I don't know why this guy has an issue with the name Solomon. It's a name of a great person. A man
King
who,
Solomon.
Who
Solomon.
Was not really educated, but he was sharp. This is the man who had to make a very difficult decision when there was two women. One was sloppy and a drunk.
What
is it
about you and Bible? Today?
And then she swapped. She decided to swap the kids.
Yes.
Took the one who was alive and gave the other woman the dead child. And this woman, when she woke up, she says, no, she's stolen my child.
Yeah.
And then they went to King Solomon.
What don't the sword?
What keep it jangi?
In the Rampur.
What keep it
slice?
Yeah, and Azanga Titan.
Yam slice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the woman who said, no, you can't. Then Solomon was that, this must be the man. Ask him in the Bible, it's a coincidence.
You know what makes me laugh about all these names is... Our parents, like I don't know, they want life to continue, so they want us to be those ones that continue and build. I'm gonna commit. There's stories behind our names, like Lo Solomon because uput kababa kilo. This name will continue. My brother is still gonna be alive through you. Mm. So whether you are Solomon, whether you like it or not, don't change the name, Joe.
But Solomon had what we call wisdom.
Yeah. The wisest man on earth. He wrote Proverbs.
Very wise.
Song of Songs.
Unana lady medisa guy. Unana lady medisa guy.
Many wives, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a tell me I got looking you sent in a little
I'm
a yagging you. I'm a tell snip, no pen, no mentor.
I usually am doing a tell. Yo.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
For me now, both my names Rea Rehelwa Kasesotho ko Rehelwa like onka after Koko, onka after Mangso. Generation to the generation, the name stays Aleshwe. So yeah, and still I never liked my first name even now. Only go metric when they knew my name, my first name, and still I'm not gonna use it. I'm not gonna use that first name. Itla bona hala how bona hala pasa. That's it. I don't like the name. Ntinti. What's that? It's something small. Hoyakana.
So my name is Mahoshi. So they called me Mahoshi because of I was the first grandchild, Yawanyana. So they decided, oh no, this is our queen. Ritombiza Mahoshi. So that's how they called me.
Mina, my names are simple. Kiratile Kif Khapai. And there's no meaning behind my African name. My dad just wants his kids to have like the initials with the one letter, triple K. Even my brothers is the same. And we pass it over to our kids. My son is Kaden Katlego Khapai. Nothing behind the name. Just like that. Yangizwa Stivovu.
But he has an African name that's rarely used.
That's what my father gave me. Kedley Shekis.
What does it mean? It means the one who jokes and laughs. Is that right?
Can't see.
Jokes and laughs. Not at all. In one sense, it means one who laughs with you whilst endangering you.
Yay! Yay! Yeah. One loves with you, but endangering.
But
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.